Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
It's good to be with you again in this time of prayer. So, as is our custom, look for a comfortable place to sit, to set aside any distractions, and let's begin to focus our hearts and our minds on this most important moment of being with the Lord, being with ourselves. Take a few deep breaths that you draw in, hold, and then release. Do that a few times just to bring yourself into a place of focus and relaxation of your body, and in order to allow your mind to turn inward and focus on the Lord. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, it's good to be with you again today. I believe that you're here with me. I believe that you want to speak through your word, through my own faculties of mind and heart and memory and senses. So I open myself up to you, and I believe that you're here with me. I hope in you, Lord. I trust in you. Trust in your guidance, your Holy Spirit that's in me through baptism and confirmation, and that will be active through your word in this time of prayer. I trust in you. Trust in myself and my ability to hear you and speak to you, to discover that connection with you that feeds my soul. And I love you, Lord. I love you, yes, in its emotional meaning, desire and prefer you, but also in that deeper meaning of I'm committed to you. I'm opting and choosing to set aside this time because you are the priority, the whole meaning of my life. And so I love you and choose you. And I know you love, choose me. My very existence proves to me that you love me, want me, desire me. And so this time of meeting with you and prayer is an encounter of heart to heart. So I thank you for this moment. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for all the things you're doing in my life, all the things you have prepared for me today. So I move into this time of prayer and into the rest of my day with real confidence and gratitude to you. And thus prepared with these acts of faith, hope, and love, and gratitude, I move to the gospel. I read the text, particularly attentive to what might speak to me through the word of God. This is Matthew 10, 16 to 23. Jesus said to his apostles, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves, so be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." This is a disturbing passage for me, Jesus. All this persecution and expectation of betrayal and brothers giving up brothers and parents giving up children and all this apocalyptic talk. And I feel a certain temptation to go to the concern or the worry or the wonder or the curiosity, what does this all mean for the future? But I also feel your invitation to not be distracted by that, by the worry or concern, but to go beyond that feeling and focus more on what does your word want to say to me about how I live today? And in that sense, Lord, I notice a certain concern you have for me, a warning that you want me to be aware that I am in an atmosphere in a world that isn't always welcoming to your gospel or to me as your apostle, that I'm a sheep amidst wolves. And your invitation is to be shrewd and attentive and simple. And I feel a call not to be pursuing or seeking conflict with the world, but just to be seeking you, loving you, true to myself, my call as an apostle, be faithful to the gospel, and to be accepting that at times this will lead to conflict, this will lead to persecution. And I might be led before others in some way to give witness to you. And I'm grateful for that. I don't worry or fear the opportunity to give witness to you and what might happen, especially if I'm focused just on you and loving you and witnessing to the truth that I know and that gives me, my life, so much meaning. I'm okay with what might come of that, because my focus is on you, on loving you, my love for others, wanting to share that treasure in a field that I've found, to want to, like the woman at the well, run to the town and say, look and listen, I just ran into this relationship, this person, Jesus Christ, this God who has told me everything, who knows me better than anyone else knows me. I feel an invitation, Jesus, to focus on my relationship to you and being true to that relationship, and then accepting whatever that implies. And yes, not looking for persecution, but being even simple and shrewd and aware so that I don't unnecessarily provoke it. Even you invite us to flee one town when persecution flares up and move on to another. The goal isn't to enter into conflict and crash and burn quickly, but to witness and to be leaven and salt and light. So what good is if leaven and salt and light are extinguished quickly before their fermenting, enlightening effects can be had? You also invite me, Lord, not to worry. Worry what I'll say, worry how it'll go, worry about the future, but to trust in you, that the Father will speak through me, that even in difficult situations where families are betraying one another in these difficult moments of persecution, that my true father, my true siblings won't betray me. Those of the community of faith, and especially you, Father, will speak through me and be true to me and care for me. I recall that passage, not a hair of my head will be touched. It's all counted. It's all known. You care for me more than the flowers of the field or the birds of the air. So I don't need to worry about what might happen to me. I have a Father who will protect me. And Father, finally, I am struck by that word, endure. Endure till the end. That invitation to perseverance. That if I persevere and stay true to you and not betray you, salvation will be the fruit. Being true to my love for you and my faith in you and not betraying that faith, denying that faith, will assure that that salvation I received in Christ will be mine in eternity. So I trust in your fidelity. And I go hopeful into my day to go about loving you as I always do throughout the day and not worried about what result that might have, confident that whatever result that has, my Father will be there to watch over and care for me and help me endure to the end.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.